It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and time to check sports. Sports, listen to me. Time to check the weather. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, sports. Forget about it.
I know. Forget about it.
You're lucky I know the difference between a football and a baseball. But anyhow, it'll be sunny today, 55 to 60, and we won't have the wind like we had yesterday. So that's a good thing. Tonight, clear, low 30s. Sunny Saturday, low 60s. Sunny Sunday, mid 60s. And Monday, Halloween, there'll be some periods of either light rain or showers. I don't see much at all with this system.
And the temperature, it's, the temperature when they're trick-or-treating?
About 60.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. But again, more pesty than anything else as far as any rain on Monday. Just not a, quote, rainy situation. I'm looking at it now. Look at our long-range forecast. We said that there could be showers on Halloween. Let me see. Temperatures near zero, but a few is easy. Precipitation. Trick-or-treaters may have to deal with showers.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. May have to deal with showers. I didn't press that too hard either. So pretty much that's it. I mean, right now this morning, as you go north, it gets colder, of course. How cold? Well, it's 19 in Saranac Lake this morning. 19 degrees there, and if you're on top of Mount Washington, it's eight above. So the cold air, most of it will be staying well to our north. And then next week, it looks to me like a mild week. There's no doubt in my mind. 60s all week. Did get a call yesterday from, I actually got a text from the contractor who's doing the work on the cabin, and he said that yesterday they were going to be drilling for the well. And I said, okay, fine. And then about, I would say maybe 5 hours later, all he did was send a picture. There was no text with it. And one of his guys is holding a hose and the water's pouring out of the hose.
Wow, so they hit it already.
So they got it, right? And then he sent me a text and he said, I will need to meet with you next weekend. I wrote, not this weekend. He said, no, next weekend. He said, I'll let you know when, with the whole bit. So that's where we're at there. And as far as my friend David, who is still in the hospital, they're not releasing him because they have to make sure that everything is working properly. His wife texted me yesterday and said that she was there most of the day, and she took him for a walk. He walked about three different times during the day yesterday, which I know is, you may say so, well, that's great. It is great, but for David, it's not. I just can't picture. I can't picture David not being able to walk, not being up and moving around. This guy is just 24/7 full of energy. So this is such a big setback for him. And this is week two. Actually, today would be 1 week that he's in the hospital. So he's going to be getting, beginning on his week two. And for David, boy, that's a rough one. So we'll see what happens there. Maybe, with any luck at all, when I have to go up next weekend, if he's out and feeling better, I may be able to meet with him and his wife, and maybe we can go to lunch or something like that and at least see him. Aside from that, Marshall.
And this is COVID, right?
No, well, they said he had COVID, but it turns out being that he had a blockage in the intestines.
Oh, wow. That's dangerous.
They surgically cut that piece out and reattached his intestines.
I don't think you'll be going to lunch next weekend with him.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Okay. That's pretty significant surgery.
That's what
I thought. And risky surgery, by the way.
It is risky, yeah. She said there's like at least three different tubes coming out of him right now.
Yeah. So, well, at least, knock on wood, you made it through.
Thank goodness for that. Yep, thank goodness for that. And that's really about it. Everybody had the dog groomer here yesterday, and she said to me, I can't wait for tomorrow, meaning today. I said, why is that, Chris? She goes, well, the finale of the patient. I said, the finale of the patient was Tuesday. And she looks at me and goes, what? I said, it comes out every Tuesday. And it was this Tuesday. She goes, don't tell me. Oh, I don't like the look on your face. I said, you know what, to look on my, I don't like it. Don't tell me a thing. Don't tell me nothing. I'll text you when I get home. I said, okay, fine. So she did, Shirley. She left, and she texted me yesterday afternoon. I'm not going to tell you what she said in case there are people watching that and have not seen the finale. But she was hoping that the ending would be different. And as she said, what a great series. So you have to watch it.
Oh, I will.
You definitely have to watch it, Marshall.
I'll get to it. I'll get to it. There's no doubt about it.
You have a lot to watch.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. But that's the great thing about streaming.
Yes.
It really is. You can catch up on it very quickly. It really, when you compare it to the way we used to watch television, it's a much better experience. A much better experience.
I agree.
You really can put together your own programming from all the various services and watch what you want when you want them. It really is so much better.
Yeah, I totally have to agree with that. And it's customizing your TV your TV experience. That's what it is. As you said, if you can't be around at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, you're not going to miss the program because it's streaming and you can watch it anytime you want.
And if you miss a final episode of a series, and you would have to wait with network TV the old-fashioned way.
You have to wait until they put it, replay it.
Replay the whole series again. And this way, you go and you find it and you watch it.
Yeah, I totally agree. So definitely all of this because of the invention called the Internet.
Yes. Now, you know how deep they drilled till they hit rocking and then you had water? Do you know how deep it was yet?
I do not know.
Well, if they only drilled for 5 hours, they didn't have to drill that far.
Right.
That's really good news. That's really good news.
So, but now they have to make sure that that's potable. Because the town will not give me the permit if it's not potable. Potable or potable? Yeah. Potable.
Potable. Yeah.
Potable. Right. Potable. Potable. Mm-hmm.
Well, he should have made his employee do is just drink out of the hose,
and then see if he dies.
See if he got sick. That's right.
He told me he's going to have it tested. There's a place, he said, nearby that will test the water, like within 24 hours.
Well, that's great because now you've got all the significant stuff done.
Yeah.
So comes next springtime, you'll get mostly use of it for almost the whole summer.
I'm hoping, yeah. I'm sure, if we get up there in May, I'm sure we'll be able to do all the finessing that we have to with the solar panels and the generator and the whole bit for the hot water and the pump and the whole bit, get all of that out of the way. And then after that, then we can worry about, quote, decorating, because I'm thinking, I do need a medicine chest in the in the bathroom, and I was going to ask Danny, could he cut out, a space in the wall and put it, insert it into the wall. But I figured when I meet with him next weekend, I will ask him if that's possible.
Yeah, that's good. So are you all set for Halloween?
Yeah, pretty much. Have all the candy set, and, all the decorations are outside. Everything's ready. So, what's that? We usually get a lot of people.
I was going to say, how many people do you normally get?
A lot. I would say somewhere between 25 and 40.
You ought to dress up as a thundercloud. Get a bunch of cotton and just stick it to you.
Most of the kids, of course, I know. They're from around the block. Some of them I don't. But most of them I know, and there's just a bunch of great kids. That's what I missed in my old neighborhood because we didn't have that. Because it was a highly Jewish neighborhood. They don't celebrate Halloween. But this is so great. I mean, you could be walking, Shirley, around the block, and the kids are coming down riding their bike, and they ride the bike, they fly by. Hi, Pat. Hi, Shirley. And they just, hello, and ride by them saying, this is like one of those Steven Spielberg neighborhoods, which I like. To me, it's a great thing. I like the fact that the kids around here feel safe, and they could ride their bikes and stuff like that. Hardly any traffic, Marshall. First of all, it's not a cul-de-sac. But, you know, we're like in this big, big circle, and there's little streets that go in and out, but hardly any traffic. So, God forbid, my dog ever decided to bolt out, unlike when we were back on Long Island, I wouldn't have to worry about it, because the chances are there wouldn't be a car on the road. So I'm a lot more relaxed.
All right. Well, have a good relaxing weekend. We'll speak to you Monday.
Okay, well, you do the same. Watch those series.
I'll get to it.
All right,
Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.